Call to order the executive committee meeting Tuesday, March 25th, 2014, 4 p.m. Council Conference Room. Present are council members Cartier, Powers, Street, Sheldon, Smiley, Diller, myself, President Bullock, and my aide Anthony Venturi. Need approval of minutes for March 11th, 2014. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Agenda item number three, we already interviewed this gentleman. That was inadvertently put on the agenda. Before we go, we interviewed him at some point. Agenda item number four, R14-076, appointing Stephen Drew Cardona to the Newcastle County Audit Committee. Cardona is here, would you please take the chair at the end of the table? He is being sponsored by Mr. Dale. Dale will join us very soon. Would you like to make opening statement? We do have your resume, would you like to make opening statement to the council, and welcome.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here because I believe in public service, and I see this role as being a key element in that, and that's why I've stepped up to volunteer for that.
Thank you for joining us, Councilmember Retta. Do we have any comments or questions for the council? Councilmember Smiley.
I just want to thank you for your willingness to serve. Appreciate you coming on board. Any suggestions or concerns, this council is always willing to listen.
All right, I appreciate it.
At least I am. I don't have a like.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Smiley. Any other comments or questions for highly recommended and the resume.
Thank you. Thank you.
Agenda item number five, on the table, that's R14-079. Agenda item number six, R14-080. Join us, Mr. Packard and Mr. Wyman. R14-080, supporting the campaign by fast food workers. Our wages and the right to unionize. Mr. Packard, would you like to speak on that, please?
Thank you, Mr. President. I certainly would. And this is just about an issue of fairness and equality and about the ability to make a decent living. And these workers are some of the hardest workers and some of the most solid individuals we have of our society and our communities, and they deserve working in industries where there's lots of money coming in, and these are very busy, and all the top executives make mega dollars that they absolutely deserve to make a decent wage. I definitely support the resolution that we come forward with that will help these workers in their venue that they're pursuing to try to increase their wages to make a decent wage and contribute more so to society. The more money they make, obviously, they're going to do that. So, very proud to bring this forward.
Council members, please consider this very sincere. Joining us as council member, Bill Patrick, and Councilmember Cardi, in this conflict.
Yes, I want to congratulate Council President Bullock and Councilman Patrick for bringing this forward. There's two points I'd like to make. You know, we establish a minimum wage.
How did you get all the way down?
Look at the table. The
concept was really good to be a minimum wage. Well, we are far, far away from that now. The minimum wage has stagnated, the cost of living has dramatically escalated over the years. It's a poverty wage. It's terrible. It's a terrible comment on this country and where we are now. The other thing I'd like to say is that people growing up, you know, working in a fast food restaurant was kind of the domain of teenagers, kind of working, they get a little extra money to go to prom or, you know, pay for movies or dates. Now we have a lot of people work in these establishments, support families, and I believe that we're long overdue in raising the wage to make it a livable wage. I support that right to leave, and I have even presented their case here in the council. And I guess also just to congratulate the administration for raising our county minimum wage to the city and the projects to a little over $10 an hour. That's the work we need to go in as a country. Very good thing in this board, I was just going to say that tonight.
Thank you, Council. I'm sorry. Joining us, council members Collins, Dale, and Wyman. Any other council members?
Yeah, I would just note that, number one, having been an organizer for some years, that I would hope that if they're successful and they unionize, whatever union that they choose to go with, we'll negotiate them premium pay, and perhaps our staff should keep an eye on that.
Because there is a professional employee union out there as well.
Thank you, Councilman.
Councilman Powell.
Just reading this, over 40 hours, but the real problem is a lot of these people are getting 27 hours at 8 an hour. Getting 20 to keep it 100. For benefits and whatever else, but, they're not even getting 18,000 a year. But, whatever can help to hopefully get more out of it.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other discussion on our 14-080, Councilman Street?
Well, y'all gonna laugh at me, but I remember like it was yesterday when I was working at Geno's.
Geno's?
You're the one that kept my fries.
That was yesterday.
in the 60s, working at Geno's for $1.30 an hour, working at Wilmington Drive for $1.60 an hour, and you look at it almost 50 years later, we've gone all the way to $7.25 to $8.80. It's a shame and a disgrace. As we speak, I've got kids who've gone through my center, graduated from high school, going to college, have degrees. They can't find a job anywhere else. They'll get out eventually. Then we look at folks who thought they were set for life, married. This happened, that happens, and then all of a sudden the pension's not enough. We got our seniors working in these fast food restaurants for pittance. So I support this wholeheartedly. I think that this council and this government needs to do everything we can possibly think of to bring our voice to it. And certainly as I grew up in a house, my father was a mailman, and I know how the union positively impacted our way of life, and it should continue on. So I wholeheartedly support this, and I want to thank the sponsors for bringing it forward.
Thank you for all your constructive comments and questions. We'll move now to agenda item number 7, discussion of ordinance and discussion of North Street. 082-027 request council and executive videotape pause videotape council meetings for choice of live and or demand broadcast on choice county's public access television channel and or council web pages for titles listed on the tape. Councilmember White.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of council, we all share a desire and a commitment to provide our public, our citizens, with an opportunity to view our government as transparent by letting them see what government does in action. The proposal to explore video and audio now goes back 3 years under the leadership of Councilman Tackett and Councilwoman Kilpatrick. Resolution in February 2011 was put forward for council staff to investigate video and audio. And I'm proud to say that Council McCarty's aide, Council President Bullock's aide, Councilman Tackett's aide and my aide have diligently worked to implement that over the last couple of years. And as a consequence, and other aides have participated as well. My mea culpa if other efforts were put forward. And so now we're at a stage where we've done the research and we found out that the costs are minuscule. In today's day and age, anyone with a smartphone could video counsel and post it for free to the internet. And governments all over the country are doing that. Not judicial bodies, per se, but legislative bodies. And so with that in mind, I started out on January 4th with a proposal, pursuant to that original concept, to task the executive branch of government to take a lead from us as a legislative branch to provide the public with gavel-to-gavel coverage, to provide the public with a unedited version, and also to provide the public with a timestamp so that they would know that it was exactly what their government was doing. And at the initial time, I thought as a baby step, it ought to be just on demand. Councilwoman Kilpatrick mentioned that it should be explored as well, that we take a look at live. And at some point, headed down the same path of disaster that Councilman Smiley had indicated when he gave alternatives, I put together various alternatives, like going into a menu where you could have live, you could have on demand, it could be on the Comcast and on the Verizon, it could be streaming on our nccde.org. But until council speaks, we can't really figure out the fiscal note because, for example, are we going to buy our own cameras? Are we going to instruct the executive branch of government to use their cameras, in which case the cost could be as little as about $14,000 a year? And as you know, I've been beta testing it. I've been very public. It's $150 a committee meeting upstairs, and downstairs could be done for that cost or slightly more. If you add it all up together, the cost would be about $21,000 a year. So I think it's best that we not proceed tonight with these various iterations. I think it's best that we reach consensus amongst ourselves and that we continue to take baby steps as we've done. Because although we certainly want to provide the video, it's a big change for us. And I do want to note that it's been a tradition that one of our council meetings is always telecasted. And that's our budget meeting. And tonight, the budget meeting will, as it has always been telecast. And that is a council meeting just like any other council meeting as well. So my council aide, with the assistance of the other aides that I mentioned, did put together a panoply of different options. And I just want to turn it over to my trusty aide, Lou Hinkle, to add some of his insight at this point, if I may. Brief insight.
With as much brevity as possible, until we get all of the fiscal notes back from the administrative side as to cost. Most of the costs that we're discussing now are just city on demand, so it would not be prudent to move forward until we have those costs. We have our request for information in with the administrative side to see exactly what those costs would be, but until we get those, I don't think it's prudent to move forward.
And what is their request for information?
It's to get information on what the cost will be, and the administrative side will be able to solicit information from various vendors on what those costs would be, and then they'll provide that information to council to make an informed decision on how to move forward. And once you decide how to move forward with those costs, then you will put forth the request for proposal.
And I do want to say that Councilwoman Kilpatrick and I had a good discussion before the meeting, and she has also paralleled put out a request for information. So there are two that parallel each other, and so we're thinking in the same way.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Councilman Warren. Councilman Street, Councilman Tackett.
Mr. President, I gotta be completely forthcoming here. Patience is a virtue that I probably never have. And I'm sick of all the shenanigans, all the speeches, and to use your word, pontificate. 1, 2, 3, 4 meetings in a row. This is on the agenda. This is on the agenda. This is a long conversation about it. It's time to vote it up or down, say yes or no, and move on. There are other things that we have to do. So, you know, it's on the agenda, it's off the agenda, folks getting insulted, folks who have a lot of respect for integrity being questioned and all that. Everybody knows what it is. Put it to a vote and let's move on. You know, and as far as being on TV and in the newspaper, I've had enough of that to last a lifetime, both good and bad, so I could care less. We just need, I need to get past this. Because at this point, in my opinion, it's a whole lot of unnecessary rhetoric. Either you vote for it or you vote against it and move on.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, myself and Councilwoman Kilpatrick has moved, you know, simultaneously with Policy Director Boyle as we've worked with purchasing to send out, you know, our request to try to get some bids back. And I would hope that, you know, as, you know, although Councilman Warner didn't mention it, we also had a discussion, and I hope that we can partner and move forward, you know, together. Let's unite this body, and let's move simultaneously in the same direction. Let's not scatter and try to move everybody in different directions and come back with, you know, a whole bunch of stuff and create a much larger workload. It's something that fits it. You know, we've had it on the agenda, it's off the agenda. We've had 3, 4, 5, 6 ordinances. We've had this piece and that piece, and everybody's getting upset, and it's on the news, it's on the radio, it's all of it. Let's unite. Let's do something good for the public. Let's show that we are open and accessible and public body that they can turn to any time they need.
Yeah, I would like to put this to rest as well. I just want to comment to Councilman Street's point. I understand, I agree with it. My issue is, and I appreciate Councilman Warner's diligence in this, and I spoke with him earlier today, is each piece of legislation says, in order to determine the exact cost of this legislation, further fiscal review and analysis would need to be made before this policy is implemented. So this council body, fiscally, we can't put a policy in place not knowing the fiscal notice. So that's why I don't think we can move forward at this point. You're doing your due diligence, you're doing your, we get the money in. I would only ask, since before every meeting, we have to pay to advertise, can we hold off the advertising on the legislation until we're ready to bring it to the floor? That's all I would ask. So we can maybe hold a little fiscal there. But I agree. We need a correct fiscal note, and then we go forward up or down, around or through.
Thank you, Councilman. Working together.
Thank you, Mr. President, Chairman. Couldn't agree more with our finance chairman. Fiscal notes are important because there's initial fiscal outlays of funding, and then there's recurring. And I think that in order for us as a council that's getting ready to go into the budget process and budget reviews and budget deliberations, we've got some very, very serious decisions to be made by this council as to what we fund and what we don't fund and what we can afford to fund and what we may like to have that maybe we just can't afford to fund right now. There's just too many glaring examples of different functions, different things that we lack funding to provide support to, whether it's community grant and aid, which many times folks will look at it as being political. Well, we are elected officials. We do represent districts. But at the same time, when you look at a grant going to a food closet, to an organization that's putting a turkey or a chicken on someone's table for Thanksgiving that can't afford a Thanksgiving meal, they're the things that I think that we've got away. Another $20,000 or $30,000 to spend by this council for something that would be good in a sense, but we've got to decide where each one of the dollars go. And you're going to hear more, not only during the budget process, but from our volunteer fire service in the coming month and coming months. We have a service that has gotten to a point where it cannot sustain itself in providing emergency medical care. And, you know, so we've got some serious, serious decisions to make as to how we're going to sustain that service in the future. And we discussed it earlier, the Route 9 corridor, a library, a community center, trying to sustain businesses and work with community groups. I'd like to see money spent more on things like that at this point in time. And I don't think anyone will argue transparency or argue having seamless and open government. But I can tell you this, from my experience on this council, almost 10 years now, that I think ultimately we do a pretty darn good job being open and transparent. I don't know that every government allows anyone to come in and speak before the council, and whether it's in committee under public comment or whether it's in council for 3 minutes before the legislative body. And anyone can attend our meetings. Anyone in our county, any one of our residents, citizens, can have a voice. And so, like I say, I think Councilman Smiley's right on target. Until we see fiscal impact, fiscal note, recurring fiscal, you know, I can't vote on something that I don't know what it's going to cost, and decide where the funding may be able to be better used.
Thank you, Councilman Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that this initiative is becoming increasingly challenging for the public to even understand what we're doing here. We have on our agenda for today, I believe, six different pieces of legislation to address this issue. They are all tabled or will be tabled. We have a responsibility when something is on the table to advertise it as being on the table. On the other hand, we have a responsibility to let the public know when we're going to vote upon something that is on the table. As the agenda reads tonight, I doubt if anyone in the public knows if we are going to vote for these initiatives or we're not going to vote for these initiatives. So when people take the opportunity to come down to the council meeting with the expectation that these things are going to be heard and only to find out during the announcement period, I think it's very unfair, even though the intention may be well-intended. But the fact of the matter is, the way we're going about this, I think, is creating a lot of unnecessary confusion to the public.
Thank you. To respond to that remark, I concur with that remark. It was my intent to gather the collective thoughts of council this evening, find which of the menu items were most preferable, and go forward. Unfortunately, the fiscal notes did not come back in time. Betsy Gardner spoke to me just a few hours ago to say that that they hadn't come, that she thought they would be here in time, and it's taken longer than I would have thought, that my staff thought, and so it was my full intent to go forward having fiscal notes, and they just didn't come forward. So I concur with all the remarks which have been made. It would be inappropriate and out of form to go forward without fiscal notes, and also because time doesn't allow us to get into additional discussion, and we need the RFI. And Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Tackett, and I are collectively put out RFIs to gather those costs for the fiscal note.
Thank you. As we move on to agenda item 8, 9, and 10, Councilman Weiner is going to take you to table R14028, 14003, 14020.
For the reasons previously mentioned, the answer is yes.
So the following items, agenda item 8, 9, and 10 will be tabled again for the obvious reasons spoken by Councilman Hollins and Smiley and others. Any comments or questions on the request taken place? Seeing none, anything under public? I do have a motion from the council to approve county exec coming tonight to the chambers to present the budget.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Also, I'm going to ask President Pro Tem Hollins and Co-Chair of Public Safety Street if you escort the county executive in tonight at 6 o'clock.
Agreed.
Thank you, sir.
That means you have to be back on time.
Councilmember Cartier.
For the record, we voted on Resolution 14-075, or we have not voted on it?
An appointment.
Any public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
See you down there.